Welcome to Season 5 of the Twin Flame Truth Podcast. I'm El Hari, number one international best-selling author and Twin Flame in Ascension alchemist, writer, teacher, and coach. A huge benefit and reason for the Twin Flame journey is for your purpose to become clear to you. As such, many of our students feel called to help others with their Twin Flame journeys. It's also not surprising that they develop an entrepreneurial spirit, since professional, financial, and creative growth is directly correlated to spiritual development. This is why we launched our groundbreaking Twin Flame Coaching Certification and Business Academy this year with astounding success. In this academy, we not only train and certify future coaches in our industry-leading, no-fail process and methods, but we also help them establish and grow thriving coaching businesses of their own. I'm beyond excited and grateful for everyone who chooses to devote their livelihood to this endeavor, as it helps me further my own personal mission and purpose to help as many people as possible throughout the world with their twin flame and spiritual ascension journeys. The diversity of our students in this program is enabling us to help people in numerous languages and countries and provide a plethora of choices and coaches for people in different situations, such as, for example, people experiencing a twin flame journey who are autistic or have other special needs. If you feel at all called to help others on their journey, either now or in the future, we would love the opportunity to provide you with the very best training and support in starting and growing a thriving coaching business that not only fulfills your purpose and provides a lucrative lifestyle for yourself, but also guides others through the most important thing they will ever experience throughout any of their lifetimes. If this is of interest to you, please click the link in the show notes and schedule a clarity consultation to find out more about this amazing, life-changing opportunity. The only requirement to be accepted is that you are experiencing a twin flame journey yourself. You can enroll in our Twin Flame Coaching Certification and Business Academy, no matter where you are in your journey and whether or not you are in contact with your twin flame. The tuition for the academy can be tax deductible as a business expense. Please confirm this with your CPA or tax advisor, as I do not dispense tax advice, though. And multiple funding options are available. Partial scholarships may also be available if you're fluent in another language and are willing and able to provide translation services. Please ask your Clarity coach if this is something that interests you to see if you qualify. As with previous seasons, the episodes in Season 5 have been taken from previous recordings of my Twin Flame Truth TV series. Thanks so much for your continued support, and I hope you enjoy and resonate with Season 5. Lots of love. Guys, welcome to a brand new season of Twin Flame Truth TV. I'm El Hari, Twin Flame Alchemist, writer, teacher, and coach. And today, I would like to first start out saying Happy New Year, Happy New Decade. I thought that the topic for today's episode, which is Lift Your Limitations, is great. It's great to really become aware of what's limiting us, especially as we start off this brand new year and brand new decade. First, let's discuss what a limitation really is, right? So a limitation is anything that imposes some kind of restriction or some kind of disbelief or some kind of impossibility or some kind of boxing or categorizing or label. So basically, most things in the physical world are limiting, right? That includes even words. Words are limiting. Definitions are limiting. Because really, to say that something is something else, or a word means this, is saying that it means that and nothing else, right? So that's kind of what I mean by limitation. I mean, you know, something that makes it exclusionary from everything else or anything else. And so some other examples of that would be really any fear-based thoughts. Any thoughts are fear-based. So really any thoughts, anything of the mind is limiting. Your soul is limitless. And so why we don't want to have limitations is because anytime we have limitations, it's keeping us from being truly closely aligned with our soul. How can we be in alignment with our soul, which knows no limits, which is limitless, if we are living with limitation or believing in limitation, really, I should say. And of course, we're in a physical world. There's obviously limitation. The physical world itself is limited, right? It's finite. It's temporary. So it is very limiting. And in the physical world, we have what's called duality, which means you have opposites and things seem to be separate and two opposite things, right? Like black and white or good and bad or up and down or right and wrong.
And so when we look at things and when we have thoughts about things, we are always judging whatever we're having a thought about, usually, unless we're aware of that we're doing this and intentionally not doing it. We are judging whatever we are thinking in our minds, in the back of our minds, as either good or bad or right or wrong. So all of our thoughts, really, our beliefs and our thoughts are limiting. So those are just some examples of really how we have limitation. I mean, there's obviously limitations in the physical sense, you know, when you're, if you're constrained or imprisoned or something, obviously that's obviously a limitation of your physical body. Sickness, ailments, injury, stuff like that, obviously limitation. And of course, many times there's nothing we can do about those and we hope they don't occur, but you know, we're not doing them intentionally to ourselves. So, I mean, that's not really what I'm speaking of. I'm speaking of emotional, mental, spiritual limitation. I guess it's kind of self-explanatory that, you know, when we say like, you know, something is this and not that, we can see how that's limiting, right? Like if something is right or wrong, if we decide or judge something as right or wrong, then that's limiting, you know, because we're saying it's either this or this, but not the other one. And so just by that having it not being able to be the other one is a limitation. Because the thing with limitation is, and the thing with the soul is limitless. And with the soul, in the realm of the soul, anything is possible. Everything is possible. And in the physical world, we tend to look at what we see or we experience with our physical senses, right? And so, like, we look at empirical data, I guess is what you would say, scientific evidence, things of that nature. So we look to see things to validate, you know, if something is possible or something is right or something is wrong, right? But in the realm of the soul, there isn't that. In the realm of the soul, everything is right. Everything is. It's not right or wrong. It just is. And in the realm of the soul, you know, where there's no limits, there's no physical data, everything and anything is possible. And to say that it's not is a limitation. And to believe that something is not is a limitation. And, you know, in the physical world, when we tend to look at things outside of ourselves in the external physical world as evidence or proof of something, then, of course, that tends to lead us to make a judgment that something is this, if this is true and this is false or whatever. But, you know, really, that's limitation. And I think that's kind of self-explanatory in a way, where if you subscribe to something that something is either good or bad or and not the other one, then that's limiting, right? In the realm of the soul, everything is everything all at once. And I want to use an example here, though, of limitation that I come across all the time with people. And of course, you know, living in the physical world, you know, of course, I've done this, I do this until I catch myself. And, you know, it's just as human beings, we do this. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. Remember, nothing's wrong. But I just wanted to give an example to maybe make you a little bit more aware of things such as this. And this is something that people don't tend to really look at as a limitation, but it is imposing limitation, and especially on yourself. And it's this: do you label yourself as something, right? Here's a really common one I get from people. I hear all the time from my students, from people who want to be my students, from people who like message me, hit me up, you know, oh, I'm an empath. Okay. That may be. You are empathetic. You have empathetic traits. You're a human being, but guess what? Every human being has empathetic traits. And so just to label yourself as an empath, no, that's not a necessarily bad or derogatory label or anything, you know, awful about that. But at the same time, by saying you're an empath, that's saying, like, I mean, you're boxing yourself into being like, I'm an empath. Well, you may have empathetic traits and you may be empathetic a lot of the time, but, you know, there are times when you're not empathetic. And to say you're an empath is just labeling yourself and boxing yourself as an empath. This is an extreme example. I mean, obviously, who cares if you box yourself as empath? It really doesn't make much difference to your journey or anything like that. But I'm just using that as an example of a limitation, because if you say you're an empath, for example, that means that you're saying that you never are not empathetic. And remember, to say that you're always one thing and never another thing is a limitation. And I'm just using that as an example. But anytime we label ourselves or anything or anyone else, we put a label on something. That is limitation. That's how it is. Because if we're boxing something into a category or into a label about something, and then we're saying that that's what that person is, but then that means they're not whatever the opposite of that is. And remember, there is no opposites in the realm of the soul. You just are. and you are everything. You are everything and anything all at once. And everything and anything is possible all at once in every moment. I just want to point that out, that, you know, labels are a way that we very much limit ourselves and we put limitations on other people. And here's a favorite one with people on the twin flame journey: love to call their twin flame a narcissist. Well, guess what? Your twin flame might have narcissistic traits. And of course they do, because guess what? You have them too. We all have narcissistic traits. And, you know, it's no coincidence that there are no coincidences, but, you know, it's really not surprising that, you know, psychology and the study of the mind, which is all fear-based and all loves to label and box and do everything, you know, it tends to label people as these things, as narcissists, you know, as this personality disorder, you know, and that's the mind. The mind likes to label and box things and categorize people. And that's limitation. And the mind likes to do that, though, because that's the way the mind feels like it controls things. It feels like if it boxes and categorizes and compartmentalizes everything into neat little places, it feels like it's more in control. Because, like, oh, I labeled that person a narcissist. That's it. That's done. That explains everything that's going on there. And I don't even have to worry about it. Right. And but that's not the case. And, you know, not only is it unfair to label people and judge people just in the general, you know, niceness sense, you know, it is a limitation. And so I just wanted to do this topic today, just to bring your attention and awareness to where you might be having limitations in your own thoughts and your own life, and to just bring your awareness to it. You're going to have some, you are, no matter how far along our ascension journey we are, you know, we are still living a human, we're still human beings, as long as we're incarnated here, living a human life. And, you know, it's almost like, you know, you have one foot in the spiritual realm, one foot in the physical realm, and we need to balance those, because yes, we are still living in a physical limiting world. But it's just something to, you know, keep your awareness on it and try to keep focus on it, and maybe try to shift a little bit each time, if you can kind of be aware of when you're doing it or how you're doing it and identify it, and, you know, just kind of shift it maybe. Nothing to be, you know, freak out about. You're not doing anything wrong. It's all good. But, you know, just to maybe, you know, shift it. Try to see how that works with you and how closer that helps you shift into alignment with your soul and the limitlessness that you truly are, and that we all are, and that the whole entire universe is. And see how that makes you feel as you move along this new year and this new decade. So yeah, I just wanted to bring your awareness and attention to the limitations and how we all as humans have been even conditioned to have limitation in our thoughts and in our lives, and how we can become aware of those and try to shift them when we can. So thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Have a great week and lots of love.